In your stories making headlines this hour, EFF escort march gains momentum and 33 Turkish soldiers killed in a Syrian attack.
UJFM News. Engaging meaningfully with one another.
For the news at 1 o'clock, I am Sandile Nduli. Good afternoon. The planned EFF march to Eskom is gaining momentum as supporters continue to arrive at Innes Free Park from different regions with different modes of transport, including buses. They are gearing themselves up for the People's March to Megawatt Park. The Red Berets are protesting over continuous power cuts and the proposed privatization of Eskom. During last week's State of the Nation address, President Cyril Ramaphosa said Eskom had started with the process of dividing the utility into three entities, generation, transmission and distribution, which would each have its own board and management structures. In other news, as the coronavirus, now named COVID-19, continues to spread, South Africans who are still in China, where it originated, are anxious to get home. They include twins Mvuzo and Mvuyisi Ngoloswana Vili, who are still in Hubei province. Here, Mvuzo Ngoloswana Vili explains the situation on the ground currently in China, speaking to ENCA.
In the city that we are 20 minutes away from Wuhan, is Huangshi City in the Hubei province, the number of infected individuals has quadrupled and the number of deaths keep on increasing. And so people are agitated on the ground because there is no solution as of now for this this coronavirus.
In UJ News now, four law students from the University of Johannesburg won the inaugural Commission for Conciliation.